Welcome to the Music Video Night Podcast, where we watch music videos and deconstruct them into meanings that couldn't possibly be there. I'm Jared.
And I'm Travis. And we are not experts in music or videos.
Nice. Good entrance.
Thanks.
Intro?
Intro.
Yeah. I mean, your entrance is always good in the house.
That's fine. True. Man, what's up?
Not much, man. Long day. What about you?
Not really long day. No, I'm not doing anything. Your day is like five times it as busy as mine is.
A lot going on today.
Let's talk about some on the table stuff real quick.
Yeah, let's do it.
We already sprayed.
We did.
But two Mimos.
Yes.
I've got Corfu, which starts out real strong.
You smell that.
And I'm hoping it will lighten up in a couple hours.
Oh, okay. Not bad, but
it is
deep.
Yeah, very deep.
Manly.
Yeah, but it'll chill out probably and smell really good here in about an hour.
So I did Mimo, which is Marfa. Very floral.
Yeah, I got the better of the two. Thank you for that.
You did?
I think so.
This is just very feminine, but I like it. This is too bright.
It's fine. It's pretty.
Pretty is a good word.
Yeah.
Pretty. Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
And then we are drinking. So I'm just going to, let's just put some disclosure out there.
Sure.
I text Travis about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need you to carry me through this episode. I was having a bit of a difficult time. Sometimes you can't just lock in like you might. And I was, to use like the kids' phrases, locking in and crashing out. I had a hard time locking in. And so Travis brought these beers.
This was my response to his text message. I didn't text him back. I immediately stopped, picked up some 9.5% Golden Monkey Belgian style triple.
Yeah, it's noon. It's like a little past noon.
We're doing some day drinking today.
I had Guinness ready for us, which is 4%. You were like, double it.
Yeah. Your fault. You texted and said I had to carry you. This is my way of doing it.
He's carrying me internally with this. Okay, so that's that. Anything we want to do from last week, which we actually did it. I'm glad that you pushed us to this episode today because this is much quicker than we've been doing. What was last week?
Corn?
Yeah, it was. Freak on a Leash. Anything from that?
Wasn't it? Am I wrong?
No, you're right. You're right.
Freak on a Leash.
Anything?
I got nothing.
Kristen, listen to the episode. She never listens to the podcast.
Well, then I'm very intrigued and interested to hear what she had to say.
Yes, so she liked all of our theories, but she wanted to toss one out there that not really part of the video, but I do like where she went with it.
Okay.
So the tie, because she was trying to tie in the video to the song.
Sure.
Because we didn't.
Fair enough.
And so she said that the kids are freaks on leashes, and so that was the beginning of the trend where parents put kids on leashes, was that video. It was the inspiration for the idea.
Okay, fine.
Because the kids could be the bullet and destroy all these things like that unless you have them on a leash.
Oh, and that's so really good,
she
actually.
She tied it in.
It's not terrible.
No. Yeah. And around that time, if, you know, we were young when that came out, the parents, us, are the ones who put the kids on leashes. So
yeah,
it all ties in.
Yeah.
So we'll give it up to her for that.
Yeah, good job. I like it. And the kids were kind of freakish because, you know, they were living in a community by themselves. Fair play.
Okay.
All right.
Let's get to work.
What are we doing today?
We are doing Lana Del Rey's Born to Die.
Born to Die.
My pick?
Your pick.
Okay. So I'm going to tell us a little bit about the background.
Please do.
I don't have the release date. I have the leaked release date. So this video came out December 14th. 2011. Does that make you feel old? Like how long ago this came out?
To be fair, I thought it was older.
You did? Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. I think Lana Del Rey is like, because this is very early in, you know, this season is tying us into the picks.
Yes.
Very early in our relationship. And so you don't think of it as being together as long as you are until something like this happens. And then you're like, oh, wow, this was 14 years ago.
Yeah. Fair. She's got an older soul in my mind. So everything she does seems older than it actually
is. Okay, I can agree with that. Sure.
Does that make any sense?
Okay. It does, absolutely. We'll get into that, though.
Sure.
So keep that. All right, so December 14th, 2011, it was leaked.
Yeah.
And then they...
Like Russia leaked it or some shit,
right?
Yeah,
so you saw the same thing I did. Yeah. The director was Johan Limion. It's Woodkid. Is the Woodkid is a musical artist in his own right. He has directed other videos by Katy Perry, Taylor Swift, Drake, and Harry Styles, and another Lana Del Rey video. So we will probably revisit him at some point.
Sure.
But he is a musical performer on his own. And the palace, I think, is important to mention because it's also a character in this, is the Palace of the Fontainebleau.
Okay. That's where things are being shot?
Yes.
Okay.
It is a real place in France.
Okay. Cool. Is it a church, a cathedral, a chapel?
It turned into a palace. I actually read way too much. I distracted myself a long time.
But it has meaning to the video, too. Yeah, sure. And it adds confusion. But where is this at? In France, yes.
Okay. But it was like, it started as a hunting lodge for a certain person, and then eventually started getting taken over by kings, and Napoleon was there, and like, they just kept adding on to it, and now it's like this big national thing.
Okay, cool.
But it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's sweet.
Yeah.
So I remember watching this, and you could be led to believe it's CGI. Like, how are they there? Like, it almost seems, when you see a place like that, how is that real? But it's a real place.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, I guess I never really thought maybe it was fake. I just thought it was a very special place to film. I think that's the first thought that came to my mind.
Okay.
Was they somehow secured a very special, beautiful place.
I still think that can be true also.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So. All right, so that is all the background.
Great.
Do you have any ties to this video?
I do not.
None at all?
No.
Did you hear it back when it came out? Were you like...
I'm sure I heard it. Mm-hmm. I had a girlfriend. No, I was 2011, married at this time. Golly, see, it feels like older.
Let's cut it.
We don't have to, because I did have a girlfriend that liked her back in the day.
Yeah.
Before I was married. But I don't. I'm sure I heard it, but okay. I don't really remember anything about it. I've got no emotion tied to it.
Okay.
And it didn't evoke emotion out of me either.
Oh, back then or now?
Now.
The video of the song?
No.
Neither one.
I like the song.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. I have much more. This is the first Lana Del Rey, like, Kristen introduced me to her. And I remember, like, very early on in our relationship, I remember when this video came out, like, her sitting in my lap and us watching it together for the first time when I lived in that little frame shop.
Okay.
Like, and so it was... Yeah. And so this was, like, a big deal for her and, like... A very memorable moment for us to be introduced to this, because they were very into it, but my first experience with Lana Del Rey was.
Sure. This. Yeah, not as popular as she should have been.
This was the beginning.
Yeah?
This was her blow up. How I believe Often was for The Weeknd.
Okay.
This was her version of, like, just, this is what shot her up.
Fair enough.
Because she had albums before this where she was like pop. Uh-huh. And then she got, this is very much a character for her. Which she maintains for a while. We will get into that also.
Okay.
And that's it. Okay. Let's just get to this.
Walk through.
Still me. I'm talking.
Yeah. No, and you're going to... See, I was kind of curious as to how I was going to have to carry you, because you really have to carry this episode. It's your video.
This is going so bad.
I can help you.
All right.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Ready?
Bing. Thanks, Golden Monkey.
Perfect. All right. Walk through.
Walk through. We open on Lana Del Rey and a model, male model. I didn't write down his name. I should have. I'm being rude, but he's fine. Anyway, in front of an American flag, it cuts to her in a gigantic palace, the Fontainebleau that we spoke of. And she is in a white dress with a flower crown, tigers beside her, and singing the song. As it goes on, we are privy to the relationship between her and this man, which is... intense, I think, is a good word for it. They are both in love and aggressive toward each other, he more so to her. We have shots of them in the castle. It almost looks like it cuts to the 60s, how they look. They're in a bed. It cuts to them in a car where they're having an argument, driving somewhere. He looks kind of indifferent. She looks pretty upset. He's forcing himself to kiss her, and then vice versa. Eventually, the car crashes. And he's holding her in his arms. She's apparently dead. And then it cuts back to them in front of the flag.
Okay. Fair enough. A lot of minutiae in there.
Yeah.
There's two tigers beside her throne. I say that with quotations. Didn't
I say that? I said that at the start.
Did you? I don't remember you saying
that. Well, there are, either way.
yes. And seemingly two different...
timelines?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Ooh. Very good.
Yeah, I mean, it could be two timelines. That's one thing you can go into.
Okay.
I'm going to write just a quick note on that.
No, that's perfectly fine. There's a lot. I want to go ahead and say this. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful video.
Yes.
From start to finish, beautiful video.
Mm-hmm.
The people in it, the scenes, the camera tricks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that they're really tricks, but you know what I mean?
Yes.
Very beautiful video.
With comparison to most of her videos, they are very pretty to look at. Should we get into that now or late at the end?
I mean, what are you feeling?
So, one of the hard things about Lana Del Rey videos is they are a mood.
They are a mood.
Some of them are not approachable for this podcast. You cannot define, and sometimes it's like comedy. If you try to lock something down, you lose it more, and it makes it less special.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this is one of her most approachable ones. This is the most, like, you can find something in this. Because we've talked about covering Blue Jeans.
Yes.
A lot. That's the alligators, right?
Uh-huh.
And that's so cool to look at, but what on earth are we going to talk about?
Yeah.
And this one has a little bit to talk about, but it's right on that line of almost not.
Right. She does. There's a couple of video games.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful song, beautiful video. Mm-hmm. Not much to talk about.
Yeah.
A lot of her videos, and this is ties into what I just said earlier, she's got kind of an old soul. It's because they don't look like they're from their time. They look like they're 10 years behind.
She is the queen of Instagram, it seems like.
Purposely.
Yes.
They're purposely done that way. So they feel much older than they actually are.
Yeah, vintage or timeless.
Yeah.
Yeah, she, her voice and the aesthetic that she creates is that.
Yes.
And this is her, I think, almost, if not at her, which is kind of crazy that it's her first video that I'm aware of, at her peak. Or on the way to her peak. It's within three videos of this.
Oh, it feels very peaky.
You think it's her, Lana Del Rey's peak right here?
I feel like it is my favorite video of hers to watch.
Okay, good to know.
It does hit a peak for me.
Okay. And no emotional response either way.
Emotionally, no.
It's just good to watch.
Visually?
Yeah.
It affects me.
Okay.
But emotionally, it does not.
Okay.
Which is fine, by the way. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of stuff I rate is on how I enjoy, how much I enjoy watching it, opposed to how much it makes me feel things, which is opposite of you.
True,
but this works somehow.
Okay, all right, fine. Okay, so I guess we'll do the slow walk through, unless you want to hit like your one sentence or anything like that. Do you have anything you want to hit?
We'll hit the one sentence later.
You want to build it?
We have to.
Well, I don't know. There have been times,
I say that.
And I'm going to pose this to the listeners and to you right now. You know, usually for the podcast, I will clip a funny part for us to put at the beginning of the episode, a little hook, right? But I was thinking, like, would it be bad to put one or both of our one sentence summations at the beginning? To, like, kind of set the stage.
I gotcha. We can do it either way. The fact of the matter is, I don't have one yet. So if I'm being transparent.
Okay. No, great. That's the best response I think you could have said.
Okay.
I'll save mine then. Mine doesn't tie into anything.
Go ahead. Go ahead. No, I want to hear it now.
One sentence is romance through heavy lashes.
So good. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the first thing, which, again, we're just jumbling all of the things we go in order normally for, is what would you change? This video opens with he and her embracing, topless in front of the American flag.
Yes.
Cut it.
The American flag.
Cut the American flag.
That's it.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
No.
I don't know why it's there.
No.
It's at the beginning and at the end.
Cut them both.
I'm fine with the embrace.
Sure.
Actually, I'm fine with them being shirtless. I think it's hot. It's pretty.
And it's not like overly sexual. It's just like a good scene.
But why is there an American flag behind
Not a
them?
Clue. There, it the motif comes back in other videos of hers. The ride video, if you remember it.
Yes.
That fits that video.
It's also the picture on the album.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that makes sense too. But why this video? It makes no sense.
No, they're in France.
It's not filmed. It doesn't even look like it's filmed anywhere in the U.S.
Right.
So, and I know we said two separate timelines, but even then, you see her when she originally walks up to him at the car,
mm-hmm.
you see these gravestones?
I think it's a bridge.
Okay, maybe. Yeah. I don't know, but it's obviously it's not American.
Yeah.
It's very European.
It is European, and the palace, there's nothing American about it.
No.
It doesn't make sense to have it.
I don't understand why there's an American flag. You can literally change it to anything behind them.
Yeah.
Other than an American flag.
Don't have it. How about just not a flag? Do it in front of the burning car or something.
Do it in the palace. Do it in front of a tiger.
Yeah, dude. Have the tiger. So anyway, that's where I'm starting. Cut that out. Even if you don't even have to, yes, I'm with you. The embrace looks cool. Like, I'm with the idea of it.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I think it fits the theme of the song and the rest of the video. Mm-hmm. But that flag's just got to go. So if you have to cut the embrace, I would rather not have the embrace if it means I don't have to have the flag.
Sure. Fair enough. I'd rather have the embrace with something else in the background.
Yeah.
But, yes, I get what you're saying. If you have to just cut it all together, cut it all together.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
The flag does not belong. That is my exact note. Yeah. That's the only part of this video I don't like.
Okay.
It's the exact same thing
so
I wrote down.
So strange.
Right. It's pointless.
It makes... So the
unless we're missing something...
We're not.
In which case, someone has to tell us why it's there for us to forgive that.
All right. So I'm gonna reach. I'm going to reach a little bit.
Okay.
So reach. The flag, the car, the jeans, it's Bruce Springsteen. Like, they're reaching for a little bit of Americana.
They are.
But, like, now Americana? Or, I mean, then, 2011. But it's not that. They're in France.
Is it important to note that this guy is American? Is he even American?
His name is not American at all.
Okay, so what is happening?
I don't know.
Because he drives an American car. I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm.
It's very American with the American flag. And I guess the tattoos.
Are tattoos, like, what
are
do you think?
More
like,
of an American thing? I don't even know
that. Societally, do you think a stereotype of Americans is that they have tattoos?
Probably. I would think so.
The most out of everybody?
I would think so.
That's interesting. I think you're probably right, but I also think Russian.
See, I don't think Russian. I think more...
Or Yakuza?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, more Asian gang.
Or maybe they picked him because it's like, so ornate that he matches the surroundings.
Maybe.
That seems like a stretch.
His tattoos are not... You can tell by looking at them. Most of them are not professionally done tattoos. They're just...
He just got tattoos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A couple of them look like prison tats.
Sure.
To be fair.
Yeah. Not the best work we've ever seen.
No. Mm-hmm. So it just doesn't make sense unless you're trying to portray him as American. And maybe he is with a weird name. I don't know.
I don't know either.
But does that make sense to the story?
It... No. Does anything... Does the location matter in any of your theories to this story?
Not at all.
Okay. Not... No.
No.
Not really. It adds a sense of grandiose.
Sure.
Which will tie into theories later. So, did you watch Chaos?
Mm.
It was on Netflix. Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, no. I've thought about starting it, but Lacey was not interested.
It's very
it's
going
to be one of those that I have to start on my own.
Do. It's so
okay.
Good.
Looks great.
So, they live in not a place like that, palace. Palatial, but they're
gods.
Yeah. And that's what, when you see something this grand, it gives it a sense of levity. Like, are they gods? Are they angels? Are they demigods? Like, something fantastical, because it seems impossible for a person to be there.
Right.
It reaches beyond us.
So, might as well go ahead and get into it. That is one of my offbeat theories.
Okay.
I told you before we started that I know what this is about. I figured it out, right?
Yes.
This is not it. But she is a goddess.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The crown of
flowers
on her head, the white dress, the two tigers. It just screams goddess, like,
sure,
in a palace.
Yes.
But could I get any further from that? Not really. The only thing I thought of was maybe she is living a lifestyle in the real world,
mm-hmm.
like not in her eternity, unkillable world, but... She's living a life or taken over somebody's
body. Okay. Like inhabited a human to live temporarily?
Yes.
Okay.
To live a mortal life.
Yes.
And just
she's
falls
doing
in love
a bad job.
With a human? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It didn't come together.
Yeah. She's like, you know what's pretty normal for humans? Tigers.
Yeah. Yeah. So I tried to go down that road of making her a goddess.
Yeah.
possibly the goddess of love. Mm-hmm. But by the end of it, is there really any love?
Yeah, she's too abused. Yeah.
Yes.
Like, as far as, like, passion or, like, fervor, it's too abusive.
Yeah, well, or does she know? Does she know how this ends up for him? And she knows that she's destroying him because he is actually really in love with her. Mm-hmm. But she gets to live eternally because she's really a goddess.
But we see her die. You mean the body? The body.
Yes. Okay, okay. The body dies, but not her.
Okay. All right.
So yeah, she's destroying this man.
Yeah. I can see where you get that. I disagree with
sure,
that.
Sure, I do too.
Yeah. I mean, mainly just because at the end he doesn't seem devastated.
Not at all.
He's just like, well, shit. Yeah. Anyway, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, cool. I don't hate that, though. I mean, I did try to go down some goddess route myself because that's what she looks like.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I am interested because I want to hear, because when I said timelines, that has to be something in this. But and she goes for that vintagey, I want to look like I'm from the 60s, a crooner look. Mm-hmm. And it works for her. But is there enough of it in this video? Because that car, you know way more about cars than mine. Is that from that era, from the 60s?
No.
Okay. Do you know, what kind of car is that? Do you know?
It's a Mustang.
Okay. Like 80s?
80s? Probably, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how that, because she's definitely not 80s with that hair.
No. No. But she's still putting off the old soul vibe. So if I had to pin it down to an era, yeah, I would say she's going for a kind of a 60s look.
Yeah, that's what she's always going for.
Yeah, so I don't know. It does. The timeline doesn't make any sense to me other than in my real theory, which we'll get to that in a minute.
All right, so we see her after the flag. That's where that started.
The flag threw us
all off. We're first 3 seconds of the video so far. She's singing in this chair, which is what it cuts back to for the majority of the videos, this palace and her in the chair. We also see, which I'm glad we're doing this, and I'm glad we've had these golden monkeys, because I'm seeing a lot now. It's letting me, like, let go.
Good, perfect.
We see a lot of the castle, palace, whatever. The light goes through the windows a whole lot, mm-hmm. which symbolizes a passing of time.
It does.
And I would not have caught that. I didn't catch that, which is so stupid of me. After doing this for 5 years, we've done it. So something's going on. So she's timeless, or time is passing. Mm-hmm. But she sings, and then it cuts to her in the 60s. Would you say there's only... No, there's three timelines, right? There's her in the palace.
Mm-hmm.
There's her in the car. Mm-hmm. And there's her in the 60s. Would that be all of them?
I think so. Yeah, I guess so. Because if the car isn't 60s, then the other one can't be the same timeline. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't come up with three timelines, though. I only came up with two.
Well, I mean, now in fairness to that, you can do your hair however you want in whatever era.
True.
You know, it doesn't, just because your hair looks a certain way doesn't mean you have to be in the 60s.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, that's fine. So the timeline of, I will say, current is yes. when she greets him at the car, and then they go driving, and then the car crashes.
Yes.
That's that whole timeline.
Okay,
The one in the 60s, we see her in a bed, like pretty much in a room, just in a room with florals, and he comes in and lays with her, and we see her in the background, or see him in the background a couple of times.
Okay.
And then we see her walking through the palace with her hair into the light.
Okay.
Which... I think if this video, if we want to go with this video, literally is, she dies in this car crash.
Sure, yeah, like she absolutely dies.
That's like her walking toward that light. It cuts immediately to her dying at 4:10.
The song is called Born to Die. Yeah. If you're expecting anything else, you're dumb.
She's just dead. Okay.
Yep.
So that's the summation. Again, this video comes down to, as far as enjoying the video, a lot of little things and a lot of mood that they create through
shooting. Very much so.
Yeah.
The story is not complete, or at least I haven't completed it.
Okay.
In my mind now, because you've made up a whole nother timeline that I didn't that I didn't find. I assumed there were two timelines. There's her when she is by herself. And then mm-hmm. there's her when she is with him. And those are the two different timelines that I had placed in my mind.
Which one is her by herself? Is that the castle?
Anytime she's in the castle.
Okay.
Really, when she's in full white.
Okay.
But there is a scene where she is in bed with him, and I don't remember what she's wearing. So I'm going to keep an eye out for that.
Okay. Yeah.
Because if it is the same white gown that she's wearing.
Not the same white gown.
It is not the same white
gown. It's a white gown.
It is a white gown, but it's not the same. So I'm considering that as one timeline, and then the other white gown and the white gown with the headpiece is another timeline.
Okay.
That's the way I took it. Probably wrong because I don't know.
Okay.
So
you hit me with one of your off theories.
Off theories, go ahead.
I'm going to get you with my main one.
Okay. Beautiful.
Because you've just brought up a few things and it actually made me solidify it. Mine more.
Perfect.
So you just saw her in her white, it's like a slip.
Yes.
And she's in the bed. It looks to me, the flowers around the pillow, how she's laying, it's coffin.
Ooh. Okay.
It looks very coffin-esque. When we do the next lap through, you'll pay attention to it. So I look at it, the whole thing, as he is Lucifer. He is himself the devil.
Okay. By the way, we couldn't have gone in any more opposite directions.
That's good. And she is, if you want to make her some type of big thing, she can be a fallen angel with him or some type of just human. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
But she is dealing with the devil in this whole video, right? Okay. So he is escorting her to the afterlife while she is attempting to negotiate with him.
Ooh.
That's what the whole song is.
Okay.
Is she thinks maybe because whatever she's done in real life, she's going to hell. And so the castle is her purgatory. So that...
Okay, that's fine.
And we see the devil is... Like, she's beautiful, and so the devil is interacting with her and being like, hey, we're going to have this one last time. Like, me and you, we're going to have some good times, but at the end of the day, it's bad for you.
Okay.
And so the song is about... Hey, let's forget that this is heading toward a bad place. Let's go get high. Keep making me laugh so I don't think about the scenario that's coming. And so she thought she could get out of it, but realized he's definitely killing her. When they get in the car, that is their last. That's the last thing. So they have a good relationship. The devil is beautiful. He's charming. He has all these wiles to distract you from everything bad going on around you, even though he's taking you with him back to hell, right? And so when we see her... in the castle, she's singing about it. We see her in that room. That's the most perfect example of like a purgatory because that's when all the light changes when she's walking in that hallway. It's just her stuck there until he finally takes her on. Which comes to my favorite shot, which is at 2:17.
God. Yes, sir.
When the throat cut part.
Favorite shot.
Yeah.
2:17. I wrote it down.
Dude, it's so good.
It's so good.
The light goes over and he's in the background doing that.
Yes.
It's amazing. Like, it chills.
It's a camera trick.
It's not.
Where
it's not, a light trick.
But,
yeah.
But it feels like a camera trick where you don't see him.
Yeah.
And the light just kind of shows her. Then it shows him doing the thumb across the throat.
So good.
God damn, it's good.
Yeah. And that's like proves that no matter what you're seeing, his intentions for her are bad. Like,
okay.
And so he's not... I don't think he's a murderer. I think she's already dead. And so then it gets to the car ride. That's when she is the most visibly upset in the video. And he's like the most calm. He's even smirking a little bit because he's like, we're going.
Okay.
She knows it's the last ride. And, you know, he still kisses her. And she's like, you tricked me because I thought she maybe thought being in love with him and like doing all this stuff, maybe he cared for her.
Okay.
He does not because he's the devil. Crashes the car, kills her. He's fine. You see behind him all the fire. You don't even see the car. You just see the fire.
Yeah, you just see the fire.
And then she's dead.
Okay. I like this because we were so far apart, but yet we took the same thread.
Okay.
So I have to go into mine now because it completely disputes everything you just said.
Great.
But it agrees with you in the same way. Somebody is evil.
Mm-hmm.
You made him the evil person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he is. I think she is.
Okay.
And I think the easiest way to start this is by reading some of the lyrics. And I wrote them down.
Yes.
But don't make me sad. Don't make me cry. Sometimes love is not enough. She is in love with him.
Mm-hmm.
He's in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
But something there is wrong. And she only wants to feel better she wants him to make her feel better.
Yeah, it's okay. Even in the video, it's a toxic relationship.
Yeah.
So that can still be true, yes.
Keep making me laugh. Let's get high. So she suggests that they get high. The road is long. We carry on. Try to have fun in the meantime. Mm. Okay? Come take a walk on the wild side. Let me kiss you hard in pouring rain. You like girls insane. Choose your last words. This is the last time because you and I, we were meant to die. Okay. I think she's a crazy bitch.
Yeah, I can still agree with that.
I think she has either gotten some bad news, so she knows that she's dying.
Okay.
And I'm going off of lyrics here.
Okay.
And she wants him to take her mind off the fact that she is dying, but he doesn't know.
Okay.
So she is distracting herself and him with car rides and kissing in the pouring rain and getting high while they're driving.
Okay.
She is setting up a scenario. Assisted suicide. Exactly.
Interesting.
She is setting this up the whole time. So she knows she's dying, but she doesn't want to die alone. Now, we can say cancer or whatever, or we could just say that she's insane because he does like insane girls.
Yes.
In the lyrics.
Mm-hmm. He does.
So maybe she thinks that the best way to die is to die in the arms of someone that you love, with the person that you love. So she is going to out-crazy every other chick that he's ever dated. Now, you see these threats in the video, and you just mentioned one of them, 217, best scene in the whole music video. But at 140, he puts the finger gun to her head and pulls the trigger. At 144, he does the chin grab, which seems aggressive, but really could be...
A little fetishy.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And at 212... is when she's in bed and he puts the hand on her throat. But you have to understand that there are two scenes right before that where he is just laying in bed with her.
Yeah.
And then the third scene, all of a sudden, he's got his hand on her throat. Mm-hmm. I don't think any of that is real. I think that's in her head. I think she's making up these scenarios.
In which he can kill her?
Yes. In which he is abusive, but he's not really abusive. So she creates this false abusive relationship in her head and tries to romanticize it by thinking that they cannot live without each other, because she doesn't want to feel alone. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'm talking a lot, but this theory just, it made 100% sense to me. She is planning on taking him with her and crashing the vehicle on the car ride while he's high and making out with her, by the way.
Yeah, I like that.
But he's stoned. He doesn't know what he's doing. So
she did all this. She knows this is going to be the last time, and he's like, whatever. And she's like, you should smoke. Pay attention to me while you're driving.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
And I think one of the best parts of this whole video is her eyes.
Sure.
Her eyes tell a story throughout the whole video. It's wonderful. She's... and I know you said some comment about earlier, so you can tell me where I'm wrong.
Acting's a big part of this video. We're gonna go
But I think it's great.
Okay.
But I don't think she's acting sad. I don't think she's acting mad. I think all I see on her video when I watch the whole video is guilt. I think she is guilty.
Okay. No, I can give you that. I can get that. I get a little bit of like indignant, which you read it as guilt, and I read it as like, I can't believe I'm dead.
No, I think she's guilty because she knows that she is going to kill this guy off.
No, I like that a lot.
For a fantasy in her own head where she dies with her lover in her arms.
No, I actually like that a whole lot. Mm-hmm. My only... I think the only reason I'm saying that... Because if you read it as in, she's like, I'm already dead. Like, the devil's taking me down. Like, that, I'm only saying that because it fits with my theory.
No, that's fine.
But, like, the way you're saying it, I like it a lot.
Yeah. So, I'm not done.
Okay, please.
There's more to this.
Yeah, let's go.
The two timelines, Lana in all white walking through the palace when she's alone, she's already dead.
Yeah.
She is so looking matches. Back into what she did. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, this is her heaven, her purgatory, whatever you want to call it. The tigers that are beside her just represent the animalistic aspect of love, but they also represent her. Beautiful, but very dangerous.
Okay.
Very dangerous.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they're tigers. And by the end of it, she is still alone. Even though she died.
He didn't.
He didn't.
Yeah.
And so now she has to spend the rest of her life for what she did to him alone.
Okay.
And scene.
Wait a minute.
That's it. But I think that's what it's got to be. Because she doesn't ever seem... There's no bruises on her. He's not abusive. I think she's creating this in her mind.
Because she is insane.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's the character she likes to be.
Yes.
For most of her videos is this like... Or actually... I don't know if we're really allowed to... I just want to... Just so I will pause and acknowledge... Great. Love all that. Okay. I'm not moving on from it too fast because I know...
No. It's
it is appreciated. But like in a lot of her videos, she is often abused or is using other people to abuse her, but it is at her own whim.
So at her own pleasure, at her own demise, at her own whatever it may be.
She martyrs a godly way to say it.
Yeah.
And I mean, in the one with the alligators, she gets killed. In Ride, she has all these older guys like that are abusive, but are also like taking her around. It's a theme for her to be that person,
to be that victim,
but purposefully.
But not the real victim. Yeah.
Yeah. They're both, it's mutually using each other.
Sure.
You know, and in this, if it is that he's using her because, I mean, he just loves her and wants her to be around.
Yes.
And she's using him to kill her.
Yes. And that is the difference, is she thinks, like, she loves him too, but not the same way. It's a different kind of love. Like, I think he's completely infatuated with her, which is fair.
Sure.
Right?
Okay.
But, yeah, they're just using each other for different reasons. His are way more pure than hers are.
Okay. But, so you read him as... pure the whole time. See, I do see what you're saying. It makes more sense thematically for her to want to be abused, which is just a crazy thing to say. I'm sorry that it has to be that, but she does. And him, I read it as him not even being bad because the devil would play into that scenario.
Sure.
Yeah, you think you got control of this, but at the end of the day...
Well, and what helps your theory is that he's standing at the end. Like, the car crash looks fire. Like everybody should be dead. Yeah. No one should have
survived
that. That
car is gone.
Yes. And he is cut up, though.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Now, maybe he did this freak accident that he survived with a cut above his eye.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Possibly.
That's it.
Yeah.
So, would the devil be injured? No.
No, he'd be fine. He'd be fine with it.
Yeah, so I did think about it both ways. I was like, who's the bad guy here?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's got to be her.
When you get to some of the lyrics that you repeated also, the chorus, I tried to play it for a theory as a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is a way, what's the word? Not fealty, but like fawning. Like, hey, your reading is like, keep making me laugh. Let's go get high, like distracting him.
Yes.
I'm reading it as like, she's defeated. Like, hey, I know you're going to kill me, but like, hey, keep making me laugh so we don't have to get there. Like, let's go get high. Don't take me to hell.
But see, and that's what I was just saying, is we both have the exact same theory.
I think yours
the bad guy's different.
Yours is more correct for her overarching videography.
Yeah, well, I told you that before we started the podcast.
You did.
I'm 100% you're correct.
I think that is, if we had not seen others of her works, I would argue against that. And not even argue, just like, I like that, here's mine. But like, I think for her, I think yours is probably, but now we have to get down to the nitty gritty of it, is that was there.
But I feel like it absolutely is.
Well, then, but we're going for what's not there.
Right. So, the goddess thing, maybe.
Yeah. The devil, probably not.
But would anybody else, because in my mind, when everybody watches this, they have the same idea you do, that she has an abusive relationship.
Sure.
A legit abusive relationship.
Probably not so deep as it's the devil.
Where in my mind,
Where
in my mind, he's not abusive at all. He's just a guy. He doesn't look like the abusive type, first of all.
Okay, you don't think so? Okay.
No, he's got a lot of tattoos, but...
No, yeah, but I think a lot of his, like, jerking, she doesn't do it to him as much as he does to her.
Yeah. That's true.
You know, so, I mean, it doesn't seem like she's being abused. Okay. We got it.
Well, I think we got it, yeah.
Okay, so Also, I tried to put, this is a little bit darker, and there was nothing at all to support it, but at one point in the video, I was like, is she pregnant? And that's why she wants to die.
Mm.
Like, it wasn't part of the plan.
Maybe.
But there's nothing really there.
Yeah, there's nothing that shows that.
No, it just, you know how sometimes you'll watch, like, I don't know if we've mentioned it on the podcast before, but we watched that Rebecca Black video Friday. And we were like, this video just is her being gay. You remember right. that?
Yes,
and
I do.
It turned out to be true. We had no idea. And I think something about this video, I was like, she's pregnant. And I don't know why that was.
Okay.
There's nothing to support it. So
there's not.
No. So it can be ignored because I don't think that's true.
Unless she had twins and now the Tigers represent the kids that died with her.
That tie.
We can get there.
That would make it some type of mythology. Because, like, ooh, gods have animals and weird things as children.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the Tigers don't do anything. They just don't. They just lay there. Okay. So, I think that's good. Now, let's get to some other stuff. Unless you have some other... Do you have any other, like, little offshoot theories or anything?
No. Theories-wise, that's all. That's okay. All I have as far as theories go. But I spent a lot of time on it. And I didn't even get to the... I did mention the timestamps of where he was abusive. I say that with quotes. But there are timestamps for her where
please give me those.
She does the thumb cut throat thing too, mm-hmm. right? At 3:02. And then at 3:26, she does the crazy sign, you know, where...
I wrote that down, yeah.
Yeah. So, yes, he does all of these things first, but at the end, she's saying...
It's my fault.
All me.
That is true.
I'm the one...
Which is an excellent time. That's a great transition. I'm glad you hit that for us to get into acting.
Okay.
So, what do you think overall of... You can give us both acting.
If I am right, if that is what this video is, she is an A+. It's fucking amazing.
Okay.
Sorry for cussing.
It's fine.
If
you are right, I'm going to agree with you. That elevates her acting throughout the whole video.
Her eyes... just scream guilt and her mannerisms and everything else. If that's not what this is, I still give it a B. It's still good. And he does fine. He does fine.
Except for in the flag scene.
Yeah.
He's bad.
He is. But she's the star for sure.
Yeah.
And he does fine. He does his job just fine.
He does fine. And I really do think if you cut the flag scenes out and you watch him, he's way better. It's just this... for some reason.
Yeah.
Okay, so for her, I will get into... It is such a wild microsecond difference between her being amazing and her being really bad.
Sure.
I think, and the best way I can put it is when she's trying to convey something, it's bad. So when she does her, like, finger, I'm crazy...
Yeah, not great. It. Not great.
But the moment, it's... So this moment, if you are listening along at home... 3:23 to 3:26 is that moment. 3:23, she does it.
Yep.
When she says, you like your girls insane, when she stops and just makes that face of like, that's so good. When she's like, you like your girls insane, her hand goes, and then she goes, I was like, whoa, she's crazy. But when she does her finger, it sucks.
Yeah, the finger sign is terrible.
And then when she does like her throat cut, and when she's like, I was blind, and puts her hand, that sucks.
So, I had the same note.
Yeah.
Her eyes are what you focus on in this video. Not her gestures.
No.
But her face.
Stop gesturing. If she would just like let her eyes do it all in her face, she would kill it.
Yeah.
But it's when she starts to project, like she wants you to really get what she's saying, it turns sour.
Yeah.
And so I have to give her a little lower.
Fair.
Now, I am with you. Better if your theory is correct.
Yeah.
But even then, those moments still are... a little off. So, which can tie in a little bit to... Did you ever watch her Saturday Night Live performance? Do you remember that?
Oh, I've probably watched
it. It was back then.
But I don't know.
So, she only sang... Everyone said it was super boring and it was very uninteresting.
Okay.
Which, it wasn't amazing, but if you know her, you're like, oh, this is fine. Like, I don't have to have my performance dancing and stuff if you're doing a good performance.
You're not expecting Taylor Swift from Lana Del Rey.
Exactly. and so... I don't know. I think her performance is really good for a lot of it. When she like that's stupid. That's the blind part. That's so dumb. But when she's just sitting, when she's just showing her eyes, as you said,
yes,
so good.
Yeah.
And him, I think for most of it, he's great too.
Yeah, he's great. He's fine. He doesn't do anything other than the flag thing. He doesn't do anything that puts you off, that turns you off.
That throat thing, like we said, man.
His is so good.
It's perfect. His, I wonder how many times it took.
Versus her throat thing?
Oh, yeah. Get out of here. Difference. Bye. Put him, just, if, you know what? If it was just him in the shot with the light going by and he just did that by himself,
fine.
Still the best shot.
Yeah, still good.
Oh, man. Okay. That was all I had for that. All right, let's just get on. I can't see the list at all, so you have to guide me because I'm blinded by this thing.
BS rating.
No, that's, we have so much to cover before that.
Wait, okay. Mistakes. Did you find any mistakes?
No.
I did not either.
What's your one sentence?
I still haven't come up with it. Give me a second. Do they go together?
Okay, so sometimes, yes. The whole time, no. But enough that I'm going to say yes.
I'm
going to
say yes, too.
Yeah.
But I'm so stuck on my own theory that, like, I want to say 100% they go together.
there's just parts of it that I'm like, I don't get it. But I think overall, yeah. The shots of the building, when it's just watching the building, I could just watch that.
I could too.
I mean, I don't need them in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, if my theory is wrong, then no, they don't go together.
Okay.
So that's the difference. My own ego gets in the way.
This is me, like, trying to catch up. Like, what if mine's right? Do they go together?
No.
Damn it.
they don't, because in my mind, she is singing all of this stuff, like, for her own benefit. Like, she's sad in the song.
Mm-hmm.
But in your theory, she's the bad guy.
No. So it wouldn't go. No, in your theory, she's the bad guy. In mine, she's not.
Or, I mean, that's what I mean. She's, yeah, she's sad for it, but the theories don't work.
It's more pitiful.
Yes.
It's pitiful in mine.
Okay. Yeah. That makes more sense.
Okay. Which is better? You have to answer this first.
Okay. I was ready to answer, and then I wasn't. I want to say song.
Final answer.
But I'm not 100% sure. This is going to be one of those words. I'm going to say song.
Correct.
Final answer.
That is correct. Final answer. Final song. Song is
better. Okay.
Yes.
That's fine. Here's the question.
Yes.
If they take away the American flag, which one's better? If they take out the worst part of this whole video, which one's better?
So it doesn't change which is better for me, but it
does
makes...
It not?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
But it does make them go together all the way.
Okay. Okay, fair enough.
The flag is the disconnect.
It is.
I want you to look at this, Travis. I have sad news because we haven't got there yet, but here's my scores.
Oh, no. You have to write them down. You're cheating.
Guys, I didn't mean to cheat.
Jared is a cheater.
I didn't write.
By the way,
you can't see any of this, but my scores are always right here in the scores. There's nothing.
He wrote nothing.
I can,
which means he's had this whole podcast to guess my score.
Yeah, but I can also I can remove myself. I can go back.
Okay.
I can go back in time.
All right.
So I'm going to go ahead and do my guess for you first.
Do it.
Okay.
And
okay.
I will. Look,
don't talk. Don't talk.
I'm just looking.
Okay.
Forward.
I did it. Okay.
Would
we music video night with Lana Del Rey?
There you go.
For this video, for this time. Ooh. Yeah. Sure. You'd have to smoke.
Absolutely. Have to smoke. Yeah. From this time, from 10 years ago, and from today, I would music video with her.
Disagree with that.
Okay.
I want him too. He can come.
Yeah, absolutely he can come.
Yeah. I think it would be cool to hear them, not as themselves in real life, but as these characters talk about this video. That would be fun. That's a really weird way to look at it. I'd be into that. Okay. I don't know my real score either.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
We still have a couple other things.
Yeah, please.
What would you change? Is there anything you would change?
Yeah, we already said cut. Cut the flag.
Yeah, that goes under worst part, too.
I think there's a few little things to... we know she dies.
Yeah.
Either way, right? I think when she walks through the hallway to find the light, I think we get a little more fire. Maybe that's when you start to blur. So, like, the car crash and that scene where she's walking the hall, have some fire in the hallway. You can't really have it in this palace, but you could CGI it.
Sure.
Just let us know what's happening. Now, I think the fire in the hallway would also be cheating a little bit in the direction of me getting my, it's hell. I think it's cheating a little bit.
Okay.
But I still wouldn't mind seeing it because it would look cool. I think rein in some of her silly actions. You don't need them. You're doing it with your eyes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. I think her eyes are one of the best parts of this whole video.
Okay.
The only thing I thought of that I would change, because I had this theory of white. Like, when she's in white, she's dead.
Mm-hmm.
She's in white the whole video.
Sure.
From the beginning, she's in the white leather jacket. So take that out. Like, put her in something different in one version versus the other.
Okay.
Because it kind of throws a wrench in my theory. That's the only reason I say that.
That's what we do a lot of times. We just try to fix it for ourselves. Yeah, like, listen, my idea is right. Fix it for that.
That's all I'm doing is trying to fix it for myself. We could be completely off, but why is she in white the whole video? It just makes...
Yeah, it just seems that pristine, like, otherworldly...
Yeah.
Timely. Yeah, it's...
The only thing I would change.
Yeah.
Because when she's in the castle, white seems appropriate. Every other time, it does not.
Well, the white, when she's in the car, I mean, do you just not like her jacket, her fringe jacket?
No, I love the jacket. I think it's great. Make it red. Make it blue. Make it green. Make it any other color.
I
don't
like how
you
said red, white, and blue. I think you're starting to get this video for what they wanted it to be. You're like, make it red. Make it blue. Like, that was the flag. You named all the...
Put some green, too.
Put some stars on it.
Oh, then you have American Woman.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Golly, what's next? I guess
the fake scores and your one scores. Sentence.
Yeah.
Fakes. Two pounds too many eyelashes. They get in her way. She blinks.
Disagree. Like, disagree.
She blinks like a chameleon, like three times.
I don't care.
She goes like one eye goes down before the other.
I don't care. I think her eyes are amazing.
Her eyes are, but the eyelashes are out of control.
I'm fine with them.
Okay.
Fine with them.
All right.
I do give it, though. I do give it six eyes. Six eyes of the tiger.
So the four tigers and hers? Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
I see what you did. I see what you did.
All right. I think that is it.
No, it's not. Your one sentence.
No, we don't have to.
just go.
One sentence summation. I wish I were the model at the beginning.
Okay, fine. That's so. If someone's like, "What's that Lana Del Rey video about?" You'd be like, "I wish that was the model."
To be fair, if I am the model, I don't give a shit about the flag, do I?
I don't give it to you. This is not a success. Okay, now scores. I wrote down my score and your guess.
You wrote it down.
All right. I wrote it. I went back to myself before we talked about it.
Okay. All right, I'm going to guess yours first.
Please.
I think you gave this a 7.32.
Not bad. Not bad.
Not bad. Okay, I'm close.
Seven even.
Seven. Super close.
Super close.
Yeah, super close. 7.32. You gave it a seven. Seven even.
Yeah. Now, I do believe...
No
point points.
Okay.
Music Video Night's going to change this game.
For sure.
I have no idea where this
is
going.
Yeah, absolutely.
I gave you, my guess, 6.74.
Close. 7.12.
We were just about equally close.
Yeah.
As to each other's guesses, yeah.
You're a 7, I'm a 7.12. I'm actually higher than you, which I never would have thought.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But well deserved.
Yeah. I think 7's about right.
I think
so. I give it more because the song carries the video, because of my emotional ties with Kristen to the video. Mm. But overall, it's just fine.
So
it's a good video.
I knew this was going to come up at some point because I knew that you had some emotional tie to this.
Yes, because I picked it.
And well, even then, I think we've watched it before.
Okay.
In a music video night. But here comes the biggest difference between me and Jared, listener, is I can judge a video regardless of how it makes me feel. This is an amazing video that had a lot of work go into it, a lot of great camera work, and it's beautiful to watch, regardless of whether I feel any emotion to it at all or not. It is amazing.
So I will. You said a lot. I don't want to say this. This sounds really douchey of me.
No, I love it.
No, this is not me taking away. You said a lot of work went into it.
Yes.
I think they got a great location and they thought about it. This wasn't the hardest video in the world to shoot.
They put fucking tigers in this music video.
They're not there by her. They're CGI'd in.
They're not CGI'd in there.
Oh, they're imposed.
Yes.
They're superimposed in.
But they are real tigers.
They're real. But like a lot of this is just like she's in a room. They have a light. Like they just start on one side and they...
Yeah. Good.
It's not that hard. It's good, but it's not hard work. If you put... Travis, if I took you to this place
mm-hmm.
and... took one picture of it, you'd be like, wow, look at all that went into it. It's just because we're there.
No. I think it's more than that. You've got wardrobe in here. You've got the fact that they had to work to get this place, because it doesn't seem like anyone can just schedule a, hey, I'm going to shoot a music video here. Please let us in. You know?
But it's not like it's a big, like, democratic, like, thing where you have to negotiate. You just book it. I'm sure they had money. I'm not saying that it's not... We've watched way more technically challenging videos than this. Many.
I don't know.
I'm going to say something crazy.
We have.
For Head Over Heels, harder to shoot than this.
Yes, but only because there's so many more people in that video.
There's only two in this video.
Yeah, there's just two people here.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Whatever. There's no reason to debate. Like, we both see this video in different ways.
Yeah.
Great. That's why we have the podcast.
Either way, yeah. It's at least a 7.
Which means worth watching. Yes, check it out.
For sure.
Check it out. Yeah. Get on it.
Yeah. I think we've had people get mad at us for scoring stuff a 5, which is just fine. But you have to understand.
Yeah.
This is above average.
Yeah. This is not a to F scenario. No. 5 is average.
5
which
is
fine. That means it's fine. It's this fine. Is above average.
This is a well above
we average. We both agree on that.
Yep. Okay. God, that is literally all I
That's
have.
That's it. Let's get out of here.
Out of all the notes that I've written down, we've covered them all. Well, well done.
Yeah.
Guys, thanks for listening. Go and follow us on all the socials. The Music Video Night Podcast. You can send us an email there
at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening. We love you guys. That's Jared.
That's Travis.
Peace.
Bye.